American history, our hope for the future. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I experienced this past summer gave me immense hope for the future of our great nation. I was fortunate enough to be sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary to attend My Girls' State. During my week away at Girls' State, I had the honor to be chosen as one of the two candidates to represent my state at the 2017 Girls' Nation Leadership Program. This program has helped the future of America by educating high school juniors in government, developing pride for their country, and producing strong leaders to help shape the United States of America. The American Legion Auxiliary has been part of our country's history for almost a century. After the creation of the American Legion, many women who were involved during the days of war wanted to continue to serve but in a different manner. After great thought about the creation of a new organization, a committee consisting of members of the American Legion decided to form the American Legion Auxiliary in 1919. Their mission statement quoted on their website is, "In the spirit of service, not self, the mission of the American Legion Auxiliary is to support the American Legion and to honor the sacrifice of those who serve by enhancing the lives of our veterans, military, and their families, both at home and abroad. For God and country, we advocate for veterans, educate our citizens, mentor youth, and promote patriotism, good citizenship, peace, and security." In less than 1 year after the organization was started, over 1,000 local auxiliaries had been put in 45 states around our country. About 30 years after this organization was established, it created an inspiring political leadership program known today as Girls Nation. Beginning in 1947, Girls Nation was founded. This organization is an annual training civic program funded by the American Legion Auxiliary for a week every year. At Girls Nation, participants are given the chance to see how their federal government functions. I was fortunate enough to be selected to go to Girls Nation, where I had the experience to create and debate mock legislation and participate in special trips to the White House, Arlington National Cemetery, along with a day in Capitol Hill, to meet with my state senators and House representative. My experience at Girls Nation had a profound effect on me, and I realized our country was blessed with many talented young women that could have a very positive impact on our country's future. For example, our Girls Nation president not only knew many of the current events happening in our country, but she was also able to effectively communicate her opinions to her audience. Other girls talked as if they had been in government for their entire lives. They always debated in a respectful but powerful manner and could convince you to change your position on a topic. I was surrounded by a total of 99 diverse, smart young women, two from every state in our country. It was in this environment that I was exposed to some of our country's most important memorials, honoring those who have influenced the course of history in the United States of America. The one that had the most powerful impact on me was standing in front of 250,000 gravestones at Arlington National Cemetery, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Located in Arlington County, Virginia, this cemetery stretches over 624 acres, and upon seeing the many rows of identical white gravestones, it ran a chill down my spine and created goosebumps on my body. For in front of me were the thousands of people who would sacrifice their lives for the rest of us to have the freedoms and future that we know today. This visit made all of us realize that if these individuals could give the ultimate sacrifice for the good of our country, then we should be able to step up and do our best for our nation. The American Legion Auxiliary for the past 70 years has been educating our youth and promoting patriotism, which has ensured a bright future for all of the citizens of the United States of America. Being able to have the chance to attend Girls Nation and be around some of the smartest girls in my generation was an absolute honor. I am deeply appreciative to the American Legion Auxiliary for allowing me to spend a week with these talented young women. They not only opened up my eyes to what is going on around our country, but they encouraged me to stand up for what I truly believe in and fight for what is right. As our current president said on July 26, 2017 at the White House when addressing both Girls and Boys Nation, "As I look out at the audience, I see the next generation of American leaders. I see the promise of our future. I am very proud and honored to be seen as the future of our great nation by our current president, and plan on doing everything in my power to make sure that I am a positive contribution to our future."